And what she basically was saying is that your symptoms are there that because they your brain perceives the danger, but there is no danger. I absolutely disagree. Hi, welcome back to the podcast. I hope you don't feel agitated, and I hope you're also not looking for distractions. So I hope to create a calming podcast. And to start, a few years ago, you might have seen me on Raiden Eagle's YouTube channel, where I shared my recovery story. And then after that, I had a relapse. And I started coaching lots of people, and I figured out how to turn symptoms on and off on demand. But in that quest, I could not allow myself to be influenced by other people's opinions or thoughts. So everything that I used to believe that was true, I had to doubt it, you know? And I unfollowed everyone, and I did not see any content, I think, in the last two and a half years. And then recently my eye fell on a thumbnail on YouTube from a video from Raylan Eagle. And the video is called "The Fastest Way to Stop Symptoms with the Trident Method." And I was like, yeah, cool. Let's see where they are right now. And yeah, let's have a look. It's a 20-minute video. And what she basically says is that, well, three parts. First, there is the knowledge about mind-body symptoms, which I think very well said. It's funny that I sometimes now hear other people saying the things that I've been saying for 3, 4, 5 years. But then the second part was about a false danger alert in the brain. And what she basically was saying is that your symptoms are there that because your brain perceives the danger, but there is no danger. So maybe you're only in a negative loop with the fear of your symptoms. And maybe the associations between activities and certain things and symptoms. And all you need to do is to stop that. So that's the second part. And then in the third part of the video, she talks about gentle exposure to your triggers and stressors. I like that. The third part. But the second part, I absolutely disagree. Now you might be thinking like, Daniel, everyone agrees. They're all on the same page. But you not. Don't you think that you're just wrong? Could be, right? But is the truth a democracy? So if everyone says that it's true, it's true? Or is that not really the case for truth? Can something be true when everyone says something different? Or when everybody agrees to the exact opposite? That's what we have to find out, right? It would be easy for me to completely agree. It's the easiest path, right? Just, yeah, I'm also in. And I was sort of almost in the mainstream narrative 3, 4 years ago. But after working with more than 1,000 coaching clients, I just don't agree with it anymore. So the idea is that the false danger response is creating mind-body symptoms. There's actually nothing going wrong. So all you need to do is to give yourself messages of safety, some brain training, and you're good to go. Is this the case? For a very small group of people, this is actually the case. These people will recover very easily. They were just in a negative loop, fear of the symptoms spiraling down, etc. But for the majority, no. It's also something very human to do, to look at the world to pinpoint things with our index finger and to say that something is going wrong. Look at it. That's going wrong. That's going wrong. That's going wrong. Nature is wrong. The body is wrong. Etc. And I don't do that. Why? Because I think that nature and the body are usually right. And I think that our human intellect and judgment is usually wrong. My stepbrother, he also went to university, and they always were presented with cases of something that humans were doing. And then they have to say why it is the wisest thing that they are doing it the way that they're doing. It's weird, right? It's funny. So you have to justify other people's decisions and actions. This is what we humans do is right, and what nature and the body does is wrong. It's sort of an arrogance to assume that we, with our limited capacity in our brain or in our mind, can label certain things to be bad, wrong, and then come up with a solution, interfere in processes to make life on this planet a little better. Is that going according to plan? Not really, right? I mean, if you look at the state of human society, it's a disaster. So, are we willing to look at nature and our bodies in a way that we look at what is right? What if it is right? Because if you won't do that, if you just think that there is a perceived false danger alert, then you're also not really diving into the root cause that caused these symptoms in the first place. The root cause. Because if you would be spiraling down over the fear of symptoms, which will create more symptoms, which will create more fear, which will create more symptoms, then it must start somewhere, right? It's not like the chicken and the egg. Where did it start? Was it... There must have been something. And I also witnessed that with my clients. There is something. Yes, but they are not aware of it. And if you think from it with a conscious mind and the thinking mind, like, there is no reason to be afraid. You're safe. Okay. But somehow, the brain and the limbic brain and the amygdala still chooses to create those symptoms. So you can do a million rounds of brain retraining, telling your brain that you're safe. I'm safe. Stop. I'm safe. Stop. I'm safe. You can do that for years on end. But what if there is actually something? And if we go back to the first part of her video where she talks about mind-body symptoms and John Sarno, then Dr. John Sarno talks about the emotions that are stuck in the unconscious mind. So are you aware of the emotions in your unconscious mind? I mean, obviously not, right? So might there be an emotion in your unconscious mind that is creating the symptoms or causing the brain to create symptoms? It's at least you should at least consider this possibility, right? So what I discovered then with my clients is that there is a very big reason for the brain to create those symptoms. People are nervous, people are stressed because they live in a state of resistance. In resistance to what, right? It's good to find that out. Because you can calm yourself down all you want, but if you don't know what you are resisting, then how do you know what to calm down? And usually we resist emotions, fear and anger, things that come in our unconscious mind because we are ready to process it. So if you have, for example, danger, fear, coming up in your unconscious mind, because you are actually in a place of safety, it comes there only because there is a place of safety. Yeah, that's why it is there. Because before you were all running in survival mode, suppressing the emotions, and the emotions were lingering and waiting around until you were finally in a place of safety, so that you could have a moment to process these difficult emotions. And I have to emphasize the word difficult, because there is a reason that the brain is creating these symptoms. Because from an unconscious level, the brain would prefer you to experience the symptoms, to distract yourself from these emotions, over the actual experience of experiencing, difficult sentence, difficult experiencing the emotion. So you have to assume that you are preferring symptoms over emotions. So why do you think that is? Is an emotion really just, like a few tears and over? Or is it much more disturbing? And it is much more disturbing. I'm already filling in the blanks. Everyone who had a full release with me in a coaching session, and there have been hundreds of them, and a full release is when we process the emotion. You really dive into the overwhelming sensation that you were so good at suppressing. So we stop the suppression and the resistance mechanisms. You feel it. And then at that moment, you actually prefer symptoms over the experience of the emotion. Why? Because it's really overwhelming. And so there is a really good reason for your brain to create your symptoms. Yes, but there are some people recovering from brain retraining, blah, blah, blah. Yes, there is a small group that already dealt with the root cause. The root cause is gone by accident, by luck. And now they're just in a negative loop. I assume this group to be 5%. So if you would coach 10,000 of people, of course you're going to have a lot of recovery stories. But what about the 95% that maybe experience some improvement in the short run? Like everybody mentions this 80% zone. 80% zone is for me to start. This is when we really start. This is when we get out of the negative loop. And this is when you can really dive into the emotions. But the 80% that people are experiencing is not stable at all. You're like all over the place, a difficult emotional situation, and you can go back to 20. So there are extreme ups and downs. And you can say, yes, it helped me. It helped me from going back from being bedbound to being able to go for small walks and have some form of a life. So it's good in a way, right? Yes, but it also has a price. And the price that you pay is that you teach your brain, whenever you say stop and whenever you direct your attention from nervousness, anxiety, emotions, etc., to a place of calmness, is that you teach your brain that these emotions are indeed very dangerous. And therefore, you can never recover fully. Because the emotions are still going to be a part of our lives, and they're still inside of your body because you haven't processed it. And living a life without any emotion, that's robotic. And we humans are actually very emotional creatures. We're not very rational. If you look at what we're doing, pinpointing to all the things that are going wrong, improving in nature and ourselves in a way that we're actually making it worse, we're very much not rational. We're emotional beings who are having a rational experience because overthinking and thinking and the identification with thoughts and beliefs and strategies is nothing more than a coping mechanism. Thinking is completely overrated. If you don't think, you'll feel. And if you feel, you get in touch with your body. You get out of the mind, and you'll notice everything that you've suppressed in the body. So in the end, symptoms, thoughts, high stress level, nervousness, anxiety, coping mechanisms, and you name it, are all part of the same game. It's a resistance game that you unconsciously do to not feel certain frightening, overwhelming emotions. So because in the past, when you would say something like that, yeah, it's emotions, then oh my God, you would have received, and I did receive, quite a lot of backlash. But I think now we're there that we can talk about this. And Raylan Eagle did in the first part of her video. But the second part, telling that there is no danger, it's a rational thought. It's a bit of an arrogance to say that. And it's easy to join them into saying that, yes, they're right, and let me be part of the gang. But I just don't believe it. So, yeah. At an unconscious level, you probably prefer having the symptoms over the experience of the emotions. It's a hard pill to swallow. The emotions are going to be very overwhelming. But once you go through, there is nothing left in the body anymore that the brain can perceive as a danger. And the symptoms just disappear. So recovery is not a long road anymore, where you need to do tens of thousands of rounds of brain training every day or a year. No. Every day, when you have symptoms, you have the possibility for a release. That means that you can become symptom-free every day. And that doesn't mean that the symptoms will never come back. Ideally, they would. And it also doesn't mean that that you always manage, because sometimes you just don't have access to it. And that's why with the release program, we prepare the brain to dive into these overwhelming feelings. And without preparation work, it just becomes very hard. Let's say that you want to start with the most extreme release tools. You can. You have a free will. But if you're not prepared and not ready, your body is going to create even more symptoms. It's going to amplify, because the distraction mechanism works because you believe in it and you focus upon it and you're busy with it. So then you create, then you can have more symptoms. And if you still fear the symptoms, then you're in for a very big disaster. That's more symptoms than you did this tool and now you're bedbound, because you still believe in it. It still works for you. And it's there to protect you. It's not just something going wrong. It's protecting you against 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes of extremely overwhelming emotions. And once you access these emotions, you're going to shiver, shake, sweat, vomit, cry, burp. I have to add that one to it. Sorry, Elaine, for always forgetting burping. It's overwhelming, but it's also nice. It's good to get it out of your body. It's been there for maybe, let's say you're like me, so it's been there like 30, 40 years. It's time for it to leave. So it'd come up because you're in a place of safety. All the emotions that you've been suppressing, that you didn't have any time for because you were still running to safety. They want to come up, you get some symptoms. It's all natural. It's all part of the emotional game and our game of life. It's good. It's a step forward. But if you don't release it, if you just wait for the symptoms to end, and if you keep on telling yourself messages of safety, then you're not going anywhere. Because, quite frankly, the first message of safety was already causing the emotion to come up into your unconscious mind. And then as a consequence, the limbic brain created symptoms. So messages of safety are actually the reason why you're in this situation in the first place. And it's always good to stop a negative loop, to stop you from being completely wired and stressed and fearing the symptom. But yeah, the 80% recoveries that everyone talks about, for me, it's nothing. It's just a start. And it's good, you know, it's helpful after a phase of being bed bound. It's way to go. But that's the easy part. And then we can go in. And it's not going to be stable at all. The 80% is not going to be stable. There are going to be ups and downs. Symptoms will come and go. And that's exactly the way it should be. Because there are probably more layers of difficult emotions when you have been running around as a walking head for a few decades, years. Then there's more to come. Accept it. This is what it is. You can fight it. You can make it difficult. Or you can just go with the process. All right. So if you'd like to find out more about this, then visit our website, releasecfs.com. Also, please like and subscribe. And I'll see you in another video, podcast, or maybe you can do one of the guided meditations. I wish you a beautiful healing journey.